better we get at letting go, the better we are at all of this. All right, the recording start. So one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to make a ceremony for our flags. And I just kind of gave you the letting go ceremony and then the bringing in ceremony. But what is really important before you hang your flags, and if you've already hung them, it's okay, because really time is a human made concept. And so if you've already done it, it doesn't really matter. Have you, like, one thing I was doing, I'm doing the Shaman Summit next month, and I was with this man, and right before, and this happens all the time with Sandra too, right before he gave the next prompt, I would get the next prompt. I'd already be there. And that's really a good sign of that you're really where you're supposed to do. So if you've already hung your flag, you might say, oh, I've already done this. But then it always helps if there's a shift. There always has to be some kind of an explanation for it or some kind of a recognition of it. Not like to bring it, you know, sucking it back into your life, but just to have this sense of, oh, that shifted, boom. Like, for example, I don't know all your examples, so I am using some of the ones that I know. I met this woman up here a couple years ago, and we were unlikely friend buddies. You know, she's in her 80s, and her husband were having lunch, and somehow our paths intersected. And I always knew that it was important. And we're talking now, we've been friends for 7 or 8 years, because they lived in Hawaii as their second home, but then they ended up buying a house in the desert. And the house that they bought in the desert was in a really nice country club, but it was the only house in that particular country club that I had ever catered in. And it was like that somehow our meeting was predetermined. And, you know, and then do I think I cleared, you know, my myself says, oh yeah, I cleared the land so you could move here. But the truth is I think sometimes those things happen so that we pay attention to important meeting, important intersection. And I never quite knew what the importance of this intersection was, other than, you know, we have nothing in common. You know, she's very Republican, and that's okay. But you know, we just don't talk about community aspects of. But she's very generous, very wealthy, very generous, gives, you know, funded a whole art academy for kids. I mean, so we meet on other terms. And about a few weeks ago, she had been adopted. And a few weeks ago, somebody had run her 20andMe or Ancestry&Me, and she found her family. And I was thinking back to when I found my family. My father's family, my father had, you know, was Johnny Appleseed with the sperm, and all of these siblings showed up in the last couple of years, and I found it really inconvenient and not something that I really wanted to deal with. But her family was happy to hear from her, and she actually looks like her brothers and sisters, and her mother had been raped. And the short of that story is that it was inventory month again, and I've been so super critical of my mother all these years for not being attentive and not this and not that. And one thing I realized was in this process of my friend Fran is that my mother kept me. My mother kept my sister. She didn't give us away. And not that there's nothing wrong with people giving their children away, because there's probably times that I wish she had given me to somebody who had more time for me. But that I put myself into her shoes as a 17-year-old woman who was pregnant with their first child, and then again, the 18-year-old woman pregnant with their second child in a really abusive relationship, but that somehow the life that we were to be coming in with was really important enough that she kept me. And it kind of, in terms of the inventory, it really cleared out a lot of debris for me about, and came to a whole new respect about my mother. You know, what a difficult decision that would have been. And I don't know whether she had, you know, she has many times said, you know, there was no birth control then. So, but clearly there was other options and she didn't choose them. So she was stuck with us. So, but these are the kinds of things that were in March's wind. So you heard me talk about five or six different, my bad behavior, about my entitlement, about my book, how I acted towards my real estate transaction. Now, these were all ideas being fueled by my emotions, but they all came up in March. And I'm so grateful that Spirit directed me to have you keep that March wind off your prayer flags. So that inventory wind is not necessarily part of your, what you're going to hang up for the rest of the year. But if you've done a really good job with this practice, you're really ready to let it go now. So that when you hang your new flags, you're hanging something with new hope, new seeds. And it's got the heal seeds from those traumas and hurts and feelings and, you know, ideas and those traits. So you're going to take the power from the lesson, because there's power in every single lesson that you can apply towards the rest of your year. So we're going to create a ceremony for your flags. Now, so for some of you, and I'm going to do it and I'll film it because I'm happy to share that part. You know, you start with calling in the winds. You know, you're however that is, that you might have a different way you call in your directions or call into the winds. Light a candle, maybe get dressed up in some ceremonial clothes. Someone had their drum out. I still can't find my drums. They're in they're in the storage unit. They went in early. I don't know what I was thinking. And so I won't have my drums until June when I ship everything up here. And so dance, put on sacred music. And what you're going to do is you're going to have first a release fire for everything, those traits you no longer want to carry, the people you've hurt along the way with them. Maybe you need to write a letter. One of the most powerful letters I've had people do is, it starts with, "Dear God, where were you when?" And so for those of you who have those, you know, you've been abused or those drive-bys, you write it all into God, because God has bigger, broader shoulders. For those of you who have gone deeper into the fear inventories, all of that you're going to bring to your fire. And if you know, you could use magic burn paper if you don't have a fireplace outside, or you can do it, you know, with an intention. But you want to put everything that was about the march and the things that you're ready to release before we plant for spring into this March wind, or, you know, into this fire from the March, so that we can move into April with creating. Okay? And the Caro in Peru, they use their breath a lot. So I give up my value and it's, oh, and then I give the wind my breath. for April. And then I might want to go and give them all my breath. And I wrote the name of them on the back. Because this is the group of winds that are going to work with you this year. And they're going to be directed by your cardinal wind. Yeah. So you're cleared of what you were, then you invite these wind flags to have your prayers and your intentions for what's new. Then you're going to hang them up outside. So that the reason they go outside is that your prayers can be taken to spirit. If they're inside, yeah, they might look nice over your desk, but you know, you're going to have your windows open all the time for them to be going to where they want. And so in the process, you're releasing the March wind and you're bringing into being the whole rest of the outline for the rest of the year. So I would like to ask at this point if there's any questions before we move on from this. Raise your hand if you have a question. Any questions? No questions? Well, very nice. Have I just confused everyone or there's no questions? Bridget, would you take over for 1 second?
Sure. I'm not seeing any questions.
Do you have any questions? Or you want to share your experience?
I have a question.
Oh, Anne, go ahead.
It's when I look at the screen, point 5, call to all levels of yourself to bear witness. It's probably because I am not an English speaker. What does it mean? Call to all levels of yourself to bear witness.
Renee, do you want to answer that or shall I?
Why don't you answer? Because I've got to get something for you. Answer it. Hold on 1 second. Take over for a minute.
Okay. And the way that I understand that question is to call upon all of me, so past, present, and future. Does that make more sense?
And to bear witness, what does it mean? How do
so
I
asking all of yourselves to be with you in that moment and watch you do this release.
Oh, yes. I know. Yes, now I understand what it means. Okay. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.